Welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Roshnina. Let's look at today's top medical news. Is Western diet linked to lasting memory issues? In a recent study published in the journal Brain Behavior and Immunity, researchers developed an initial life Western diet, or WD, murine model associated with long-term hippocampal dysfunction to examine the neurobiological processes underlying these effects. The Western diet, rich in processed foods, saturated fats, and simple carbs, harms memory, especially hippocampus-dependent functions. Its impact on brain development and long-term hippocampal damage is unclear. However, it alters synaptic plasticity, lowers BDNF levels, and increases neuroinflammation markers. In the study, researchers looked at how a diet similar to the Western diet during early life affects memory in rats. They used a cafeteria-style diet like junk food to mimic the Western diet in humans. Some rats ate this diet during their youth, while others ate regular rat food. They then measured their weight and food intake regularly. The rats on the cafeteria diet had memory problems even after switching to healthier food later in life. The researchers also studied the levels of certain proteins related to memory in the rats' brain. They used memory tests to see how well the rats remember things. Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below. Liver could potentially help in treatment of cancer, finds study. In a study published in Nature Immunology, researchers discovered that cancer-induced liver inflammation causes liver cells to secrete proteins called serum amyloid proteins, which circulate through the body and hinder the ability of T cells, major anti-cancer weapons of the immune system, to infiltrate and attack tumors elsewhere. Liver inflammation, a common side effect of cancer somewhere in the body, has long been associated with worse cancer outcomes and more recently associated with poor response to immunotherapy. Researchers said, "We want to better understand what causes cancer to resist our response to immunotherapy to help design more effective strategies for patients." Our findings show that liver cells, with their release of SAA proteins, effectively serve as an immune checkpoint, regulating anti-cancer immunity, making them a promising therapeutic target. Can retinal thickness predict cognitive progression in Parkinson's patients? In a study published in the journal NPJ Parkinson's Disease, researchers investigated whether the retinal thickness could predict cognitive progression in Parkinson's patients. In Parkinson's disease, changes in the retina, including thinning and alterations in blood vessels, may occur and could serve as a biomarker for the disease. These changes reflect underlying brain degeneration and may be detected using non-invasive imaging techniques like optical coherence tomography. Understanding retinal progression could improve diagnosis and management of Parkinson's. In the study, researchers used optical coherence tomography to measure the thickness of the innermost layer of the retina in Parkinson's patient. This tool is commonly used in eye tests because it provides detailed and accurate measurements. They looked at how this retinal layer changed over 6 years, comparing people with and without Parkinson's disease. That's all for today. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.